WTUZ News presents Beyond the Meeting, Tusk Talks with Mary Alice.
Welcome in to another Tusk Talks interview here on WTUZ. And today I'm going to be talking with Tuscarawas County Job and Family Services Intake Department Supervisor Heather Miller, along with the Executive Director for Noah's Hope Child Advocacy Center, Mandy Prosser, about National Child Abuse Prevention Month, which is April. So thanks so much for coming in, both of you. I appreciate it. And first of all, Heather, we're talking National Child Abuse Prevention Month, which is in April. First of all, just kind of tell me a little bit about what the Prevention Month overall is and the main goal behind it.
So the goal behind it is to just increase the community's awareness of child abuse and neglect, how prevalent it is. A lot of times, you know, it gets missed. We often set up pinwheels in front of the courthouse. Those pinwheels represent about the number of children involved in child abuse and neglect cases throughout the year.
Okay, and then when we're talking child abuse, what does this kind of fall under? Emotional, physical?
So there is emotional abuse, which is emotional maltreatment. There's physical abuse, there's sexual abuse as well.
Job and Family Services Office here in Tuscarawas County. When do you guys get involved?
So our unit is the very first responder, so to speak. We get the calls, we screen them, and if a case is opened, that's when we go out immediately to talk with the family. We have to initiate a case within 24 hours, whether that's a phone call, a home visit, whatever it may be.
Talk about the process of how you guys investigate some of this stuff and what you actually look for.
So we talk with the families, we talk with the parents, the children, any possible collateral witnesses that might be able to give us a little bit of information of what may be going on in the home. Oftentimes we'll talk to schools, medical professionals, just to get a good picture of everything that's going on. If it's possibly something that could be criminally involved, we will notify law enforcement. And they'll assist us with the investigation as well. But the main goal is to keep families together. We want them to be healthy and safe together.
Absolutely. And do you do something different depending on the age range of a possible victim?
Yes, I would say so. I guess it depends on the child's age and if they're able to protect themselves somewhat. Now, an infant obviously is completely reliant on their caregivers, whereas maybe a 14-year-old, it might be a little different because they are older, a little more self-sufficient.
Something that we always have to talk about is numbers. The Administration for Children and Families reported that out of 3.5 million investigations back in 2017, roughly 674,000 children were proven to be victims of abuse or neglect. And of course, that was throughout the United States. What about our numbers for Tuscarawas County?
We have two different types of cases.
Okay.
One is traditional. It's a little more severe of a case that's opened. We try to open all of them alternative response if we can. That's the state's way of just trying to partner with families, trying to help them through whatever's going on. So for the whole year of 2019, for traditional cases, which there's a perpetrator, a victim of the abuse or neglect, there were 100 cases opened. For the alternative response, there was 159. The number of adults involved in all investigations was 189. The number of children involved in all investigations was 209. And then the number of removals from our unit was 36 children. So that would be 36 children that were placed into foster care.
Is placement of pinwheels expected to still happen this year?
Not this year.
And in light of that, are you guys maybe doing anything else to help bring awareness still?
We're hoping. We have to just, of course, wait and see what the governor states about groups and stuff. We're hoping the pinwheels will go up, but it might be later in April. And if it's just maybe one or two people that can do it, we're pretty determined to get those back up there. I know the community really likes looking at them, and it really is so powerful to see all those pinwheels out there that represent the kids. So we're hoping. We'll be doing a lot through the Noah's Hope Facebook page in the month of April, just to kind of remember. And then there's the Tusk County Child Abuse Prevention page as well. So we'll probably have all our numbers posted and things throughout the month of April regarding child abuse.
pinwheels, that's usually the kind of a reminder of people just to kind of maybe be aware of this situation, right?
Yeah, that's the main goal, is to be more aware, to know what to look for the community, because we know what to look for, but we're also trained in the field. But also to just educate the community, make them aware, give them the numbers, the information of where to call and when to call.
Okay, and now you mentioned what to look for. Is there some major signs that someone could identify?
For physical abuse, there could be multiple bruising in areas of the body that you wouldn't really expect bruises to be. Now, shins and forearms with playing children, that's typical bruising areas. But if you see imprints on a child and the story doesn't really match with what the parent's saying, that could be a sign. If the child, is withdrawn, hoarding food, those are just a few.
Anything else that you wanted to add about child abuse prevention?
I can talk about our numbers that we saw at the CAC.
Because I would say that you deal a little bit differently. Like, the cases that come to you are a little bit differently than what maybe JFS sees.
Most of them are their cases that come to us, but they're mostly the criminal cases. We're the exact same as last year, which was odd, but already, just this quarter of the year, we've already had 19 interviews, and that's almost with doing hardly any in March. So we've had 62 interviews since we got our new location.
Once again, Tuscarawas JFS Intake Department Supervisor Heather Miller and also Noah's Hope Child Advocacy Center Executive Director Mandy Prosser talking about April being National Child Abuse Prevention Month. For additional details on all TUS Talks interviews, be sure to head over to WTUZ.com under our podcast section. With this edition, I'm Mary Alice.
This has been a presentation of WTUZ News. Tune in next Wednesday to find out more about the communities of Tuscarawas County.